Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to build a Nightbass style jungle percussion layer that feels swung, dark, and alive. The goal here is not just to make a busy drum loop. We want something that feels like it's moving through the track, like late night traffic, city lights, and rolling wheels in the background of a DNB tune. This kind of layer works really well in the middle of a track, in the second drop, or underneath your main break and drums when you want extra motion without cluttering the sub. We'll keep this simple and use stock Ableton tools, so if you can follow along in a blank live set, you're good. First, set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range, around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a solid starting point for this style. Now create one MIDI track and load drum rack onto it. We're going to keep the sound palette small on purpose. A few sounds is enough to make a convincing groove. Load in four basic percussion sounds: a closed hat or shaker, a rim click or short wood hit, a small tom, and maybe one tiny break slice or percussion stab if you have one handy. That's it. Don't overbuild the rack. In jungle and DNB, the groove usually comes more from timing and placement than from having a huge pile of sounds. Now open the MIDI clip editor and make a one-bar loop. Set the grid to 16th notes. Start with a simple pattern. Put shaker hits on some offbeats and a few extra 16ths. Add a couple of rim or click notes in syncopated spots. Then place a tom or a little break hit near the end of the bar, just to push the groove forward. A nice beginner idea is to keep the shaker active on spots like 1E, 2And, 3E, and 4And, then use ghost-like rim hits around 2A and 4E, and maybe a tom on 4And or 4A. You don't need a lot. In fact, if it starts feeling too crowded, strip it back. DNB percussion often works best when it leaves space around the snare. Now pay attention to velocity. This is one of the biggest secrets to making the groove feel human. Give your main hit stronger velocities, maybe in the 85 to 110 range, and keep ghost notes softer, somewhere around 35 to 70. That contrast alone can make the loop feel like it has a pulse. At this stage, don't worry about perfection. You're trying to create a loop that already feels like it's walking. If it has a little bounce and attitude, you're on the right track. Next, let's add swing. Open Ableton's groove pool and try a built-in swing groove, like an MPC style 16 swing preset. Start subtle. Around 54 to 58% is a good range. We want felt swing, not obvious shuffle. If the groove starts sounding too loose, back it off. Apply the groove to your MIDI clip and listen. Then try nudging just a couple of hits by hand if needed. You can delay one or two shaker notes slightly, just a tiny bit, to make the pocket feel more natural. The main thing is to leave the snare area clean. In DNB, the backbeat needs to hit hard, so don't let the percussion crowd that moment. Now let's shape the sound. On the drum rack chain or percussion group, add EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. If you want, drum bus can also help, but keep it gentle. Start with EQ8 and high pass the percussion somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. That clears out low-end clutter so the layer doesn't fight your kick and sub. If the sound gets too pokey, make a small cut around 2 to 4 kHz. If the hats are harsh or brittle, a dip around 6 to 9 kHz can smooth things out. Then add saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to crush it. You're just adding some density and character. Soft clip can help if needed. After that, try auto filter. If the layer feels too bright, low pass it somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. For darker DNB, keeping the percussion a little narrower and a little darker often helps it sit better in the mix. If necessary, use utility to keep it centered or narrow it up slightly. Now for the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track and record your percussion loop while it plays. Capture at least 2 bars, and 4 bars if you want a little more variation to work with. Once it's recorded, rename the clip right away so you stay organized. Something like Nightbass Perk Resample 174 BPM is perfect. This is where the idea starts turning into real arrangement material. Once you have audio, you can chop it, reverse it, stretch it, mute pieces, and build custom fills. That's a big part of making DNB feel alive. Double-click the audio clip and make sure warp is on. For percussion, beats mode is usually a great choice. Tighten the clip so it lines up with the grid, but don't erase every bit of groove. We want the swing to survive the resampling process. Now start editing. Split the clip at the bar line. Move one transient slightly later if it needs a little pocket. Reverse a tiny tail at the end of a phrase for tension. Duplicate a single hit to create a quick fill. These are small moves, but in DNB, small moves can make a section feel much more intentional. At this point, create a few versions of the loop. Make one original a loop, one B loop with fewer hits and more space, and one fill version with a reverse hit or extra chop at the end. You're basically building a little percussion system from one source idea. A simple arrangement plan could be this. Bars 1 to 8 use the original loop under the main drums, bars 9 to 16 use the more sparse version, and then bar 16 brings in the fill version to lead into the next phrase. That keeps the track from sounding like a copy-paste loop. Now think like an arranger. In the intro, you might use a filtered version of the layer. In the build, bring in more top end or more ghost notes. In the drop, keep the layer subtle so it supports the kick, snare, and bass. Then in a switch up, pull it out for a bar or two and bring it back with a fill. That kind of restraint creates tension. Automation helps a lot here. You can open the auto filter cutoff over the last bar of a phrase, maybe from a few hundred hertz up toward 12 kHz. You can add a tiny bit of reverb or echo to one selected hit at the end of a section. You can even dip utility gain slightly when the bass gets heavy, so the groove stays clear. A good mindset here is this. If the track starts feeling flat, try removing something before adding more. In darker DNB, tension often comes from space and contrast. A percussion layer that disappears and returns can be more effective than one that plays nonstop. Let's talk mix balance for a second. Keep the percussion layer lower than you think you need it. You should feel the movement more than clearly hear each individual hit. If it starts fighting the snare, pull it down. If it starts clouding the low mids, clean out around 300 to 600 Hz. The layer should support the main drums, not compete with them. If you want a little extra grime, try resampling the processed layer again. That second generation often feels more finished and a little more glued together. You can also make a clean version and a dirtier version, then blend the dirtier one quietly underneath for texture. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make a two-bar percussion loop using only four sounds. Add at least six ghost notes and two stronger accents. Apply swing around 55 to 58%. High pass the layer and add a little saturation. Then resample it. Chop one bar into smaller pieces and make a fill. Finish by automating a filter opening over the last two beats. If you want to know whether it's working, test it at low volume. If the loop still feels good when turned down, it usually means the groove is solid. That's a great sign. So the big idea is this. Build a small jungle percussion groove. Swing it, resample it, and then arrange the audio like a musical layer. Keep the source pattern simple. Use velocity and timing for feel and use resampling to turn a basic loop into real arrangement material. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, a good percussion layer can be the thing that makes the track feel like it's traveling instead of just repeating. That's the vibe we're after. Give it a try, keep it subtle, and let the groove breathe.